You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, his other hit. A story here from ABC News. Fort Hood, Texas, one of the Army's largest bases, has closed one of its dining facilities after a video circulating on Twitter appears to show dozens of roaches crawling across the wall of the facility's kitchen. The footage was posted by U.S. Army WTF Moments, a large online community of service members and veterans that highlights issues affecting troop quality of life and conditions on military installations. Says Lieutenant Colonel Joey Payton, quote, effective immediately, we are closing the Operation Iraqi Freedom dining facility to correct the situation. The dining facility will remain closed until the problem is remedied. Okay.
The problem? Your walls are moving.
I'm just quoting from the colonel here. You want to see pictures?
No, okay. I'm good.
All right.
I am good.
Okay.
I'm not going to give details, but I will tell you in the continuing courtroom saga of the David trial, where they're trying to figure out if there's enough evidence to send him to trial. Yes, there is. They had police officers take the stand today who said that when they went into his Hollywood Hills place, the garage floor lit up with blood under the brick stones, under the subfloor of that garage floor. Her family was also in court, Scott, as they showed the evidence of what it was they found in that front trunk, and there are no words.
This is where her body was was found dismembered.
Yes. I don't know how that family is doing this, but they want justice for their daughter, and they are sitting through this testimony. I don't know how he has even agreed to go to trial, because this is a death penalty case, correct? You would think his attorneys would just say, let's just take life in prison and run with it, because the amount of evidence they have is staggering against him, including he went out and bought a chainsaw, Postmates to shovel, Ubered her to his house on his Uber account, 11 air fresheners in the car.
Okay.
It's over.
That's not good. I'll remind you, in the O.J. Simpson trial, they had his DNA on the scene, shoe prints that could only be matched to about
500 men in the world.
Yeah. And he's photographed in all places, Kansas City,
wearing those shoes. Yep.
As he's walking with a then alive Nicole Simpson.
But I think it's a little bit different because Nicole Simpson wasn't in the frunk of his Tesla.
No, she was found with her head almost completely severed from her body on a sidewalk.
What he is going to try to say
wasn't his.
Yes, she died. I didn't cause it.
That's exactly what he's
going to
say.
And I panicked and tried to get rid of the evidence. And that's all I'm guilty of. I don't think it's going to work.
He's going to make the argument that to follow, if you're correct, and all this is just spitballing and guessing.
Because prove how she died. I don't know that they can.
Exactly. I came home from a long day at work, and she had died of a drug overdose.
Do you think that his number one hit being titled Romantic Homicide will come into play?
Yeah, I do.
Probably.
Sam, I do.
Probably, yeah. But there are ways a defense attorney can say, this was not a murder. Was this abandonment of a corpse? Yes.
Was it a relationship with a child that was underage? Yes. But they might just, honestly, Scott, they can put him away just for that, can they not?
If they have the evidence for it, yes. That would require some sort of
text
conversations or inappropriate pictures that may have been sent to this then 14-year-old girl.
There had to have been text conversations about the cover-up.
Oh, I agree.
You don't think they
they
randomly wizened up and started using burner phones?
No, like, I agree.
What do you mean text about the cover-up? Explain that.
How do we clean all the blood out of the garage?
Well, who's the we then?
His assistant. Or whoever his people are, I don't know.
Maybe he didn't text. Maybe there was no conversation about that at all. Maybe, you know, if he did it, and that's a huge if, we don't know. if he did it, he may have done it by himself.
It's crazy that 6 years ago, this was a kid that came from nothing and who would stream himself playing Fortnite and playing his beats over his stream. And that's how he started making music.
Is that right?
And here we are in 2026.
Well, keep in mind, he performed in Kansas City while he was under investigation.
Yep.
I mean, if I'm under investigation for a crime I know I committed, I am on my way to Cuba. I'm not performing in Kansas City.
Are you suggesting you think he might not have done it?
I'm suggesting if I was a defense lawyer, I can think of some ways to maybe get him off.
Got it.
And don't think for a second he doesn't have the money to get really good defense lawyers who will come up with some scenario where it wasn't him. Yeah.
She, quote, fell and hit her head. You know it's going to be something ridiculous.
Yeah. And then he panicked, to borrow your theory from a minute ago. He panicked and didn't know what to do. He didn't want to get in trouble for having drugs in the home that may have been responsible for her death. I dismembered her and put her in the trunk of my Tesla. End of story. I'm sorry. Quick break for the news. Dan has that coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.